deliver us. Jesus sets us free. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries. Written by Carrie Vo.
He sees you. Monday, April 6th, 2020. Luke chapter 23, verses 27 through 31. And there followed Jesus a great multitude of the people, and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' And then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Have you ever been in the middle of terrible suffering? If you're like me, it gives you a kind of tunnel vision. I can't concentrate on anything but the pain. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I know that life goes on, that other people still exist, even that they might be suffering just as I am. But it's incredibly hard to put my own suffering aside and focus on theirs. My own suffering takes up all my energy. But notice that Jesus is different. Just look at him on the road to the cross. He's already been beaten, tortured, kept up all night, put through 5 separate trials, and yet he still notices the woman on the side of the road who are grieving for him. In fact, he goes further than that. He lays aside his own suffering and takes a minute to warn them of what's on the way, their own suffering at the fall of Jerusalem. "Those days will be so horrible," he says, "that being childless will look like a blessing. After all, if such evil things are happening now, while God himself is walking the face of the earth, what will happen when he is no longer visibly present?" Jesus sees us just as clearly as he saw those women. He sees you. He sees your situation, your needs, your suffering. He is concerned for you. Your suffering is the reason for his suffering. As Isaiah put it in chapter 53 of his book, "Surely he, the Messiah, has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed." This is how much he loves you. We pray to him. Dear Lord, help me to respond to your love with love. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotion. We invite you to stay with us for a moment longer for this week's special message in this time of uncertainty. Here's the speaker of the Lutheran Hour, Dr. Michael Ziegler.
At first, they didn't think it would be too long, but then the days rolled into weeks, and they didn't know how much more of this they could take. The children of Israel. The Lord God had led them out of slavery and into the wilderness. In the book of Exodus, you can read about how the people complained along the way, how they only had enough food for each day, and how they had to learn to entrust the future into God's care. In the midst of this test, God sent Jethro, Moses' father-in-law. And Exodus chapter 18 records how, when the two men met together in the wilderness, they inquired of each other's welfare. They talked about all the hardships that they had met along the way and how the Lord had rescued them. They were in this together. The other week, I took my dog for a walk in the park, and I see that one of my neighbors has reached out with a message scrawled in sidewalk chalk. It read, in this together. As we walk through this wilderness, who is someone that you can reach out to? Give them a call, write them a letter, and remember, you always have one who is eternally concerned for your welfare. God sent His Word, His Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reach out to you. So talk to Him. You don't need a phone. You don't need a screen. You don't need sidewalk chalk. Just talk. Jesus, you are in this with us. Help us to entrust our future into your care.
To listen to the Lutheran Hour or one of our other programs, visit us at lhm.org/podcasts.